Hey everyone, welcome back to Indianapolis, site of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Today is day one here in the Media Center and Radio Row, and it was a busy day. This is Quick Hits. It's our daily recap of Combine action. For day one, we caught up with a lot of NFL insiders, and we listened to GM Rick Spielman, and the main subject, Adrian Peterson.
I think it's a real question as to whether he's back there. I know that a lot of people have come out in support of him. I still think it's a major question as to whether he'll be back or not, and we'll see how it shakes out.
The key to me still, in terms of them becoming a contender this year, would be whether or not Adrian Peterson is a Viking.
It's the fate of Adrian Peterson. Yep. Does he stay with the Vikings? At what salary? And if he does come back, what's it like? Because obviously, you know, the team existed without him last year and was as good as you could have imagined a team would exist without one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. If he joins that mix, what does it actually look like?
You know, Adrian Peterson's under contract with us. He's a very unique football player. I'm sure Adrian's doing everything he can do off the field. He made a mistake, admitted a mistake. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to not only make himself better as a football player, but also a better person off the field. And that's the type of person that Adrian is. And, you know, he's a suspended player right now. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But there's no question that, you know, I don't think any, and I've said this before, any team in the NFL wouldn't want an Adrian Peterson caliber running back on their football team.
There were several other topics of conversation here at day one of the Scouting Combine. How about Rick Spielman opening his annual Combine press conference praising the job that Mike Zimmer did in his first year on the job as Vikings head coach? You have Chris Mortensen of ESPN calling the Vikings a team on the rise. That was very cool. And then when we were talking with Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, he says that Mike Zimmer's D is fast-tracking to being a dominant defense in the NFL. That's good news as well. For all of that and much more, be sure to click around on Vikings.com because we have wall-to-wall coverage of this year's Combine, and we'll be back for day two tomorrow, so be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com.